I'm WUWM's Latoya Dennis. Republicans are working hard to turn out the vote in Wisconsin come November 3rd, and the Trump campaign is trying to stay in the spotlight here this week during the virtual DNC, which originally was planned as an in-person event in Milwaukee. Yesterday, on day two, the president's son, Eric Trump, held a rally in support of law enforcement at the Milwaukee Police Association offices in Milwaukee. Trump told the room of around 40 people, many involved with law enforcement, that they are some of the bravest people he's ever met.
There's no greater group of people than law enforcement in this country. We absolutely love them. We love what they do. And it breaks our heart, honestly, the way that they've been mistreated.
Trump blasted calls to defund the police, something that many people involved in racial justice marches have pushed for over the last few months. He told the audience that crime increased in New York within days of Mayor Bill de Blasio's decision to take $1 billion from the police budget and spend it elsewhere.
They're disbanding undercover agents, and they're going out there and they're rallying against the police officers. And you know what? People don't want to work in that profession when people are attacking them every single day.
Trump told those in attendance not to listen to the media because he says most outlets are getting this wrong. He added that Democrats are also getting it wrong by not criticizing protesters in Seattle, Portland, and Chicago, where some demonstrations have morphed into unrest and vandalism. Outside of the police union building in Milwaukee, protesters gathered to counter Trump's message. Bruce Filk drove up from Fenton, Michigan. He criticized President Trump on several fronts, including blaming him for not getting a better handle on the coronavirus pandemic. Filk says it's Trump's fault that he hasn't been able to see his grandkids over the past 5 months. He also accused the president of attempting to steal the election.
He's removing post office boxes from the street so people can't vote by mail. They're going to have to risk their lives to vote to get him out of office, and they're going to have to go to the polls or turn their ballots in, hopefully personally, to the clerk's office.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin joined a federal lawsuit challenging changes to the Postal Service that some say could undermine the election in November. Also Tuesday, amid growing pressure, the Postmaster General said he'd halt some operational changes and cuts that have disrupted mail delivery until after Election Day.